Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Action Research for Student Teachers by Colin Forster and Rachel Uppergeese is a practical education research guide for trainee teachers, early career teachers, and teacher educators supporting classroom-based inquiry, published by Sage and previously associated with the title Action Research for New Teachers. The book addresses a common problem in teacher preparation. Action research is often required or encouraged, but novice teachers may find the process unclear, too theoretical, or difficult to manage alongside placement demands. Its purpose is to make practitioner research understandable and usable. Rather than treating research as a distant academic exercise, it presents action research as a structured way to examine teaching, gather evidence, evaluate practice, and communicate findings. The book covers the movement from identifying a focus, planning an inquiry, collecting and analyzing data, considering ethics, and writing up the project with clarity. Its distinctive value lies in translating educational research expectations into manageable decisions for people still learning the craft of teaching. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, action research is framed as a practical cycle of classroom improvement. The book positions action research as a form of inquiry that belongs inside teaching practice rather than outside it, for student teachers. This framing matters because they are often asked to improve their teaching while also meeting assessment standards, managing pupils, and learning school routines. Forster and Uppergeese present action research as a discipline cycle: identify an issue in practice, plan a response, act, gather evidence, reflect on what happened, and use the findings to inform next steps. This structure helps distinguish action research from informal reflection. A teacher may notice that a strategy seems ineffective, but action research requires a more deliberate question, a planned intervention, and evidence that can be examined. The book also makes clear that action research does not need to solve broad educational problems in one project. Its strength lies in improving a focused aspect of practice. This is especially appropriate for trainee teachers, who need methods that are rigorous enough for academic assessment but small enough to complete in real classrooms. Secondly, selecting a narrow research focus makes inquiry achievable for novice teachers. A central practical concern in the book is the importance of choosing a research focus that is specific, manageable, and closely connected to classroom practice. Student teachers can be tempted to investigate large themes such as motivation, behavior, assessment, or inclusion in ways that are too broad for a placement-based project. The book guides readers toward smaller questions that can be explored within limited time, access, and responsibility. This is not merely a matter of convenience. A narrow focus improves the quality of the inquiry because it clarifies what evidence is needed, what change is being tested, and what conclusions can reasonably be drawn. The guidance also reflects the reality that new teachers are still developing multiple aspects of professional competence at once. By concentrating on a small issue, they can connect research with daily teaching decisions rather than treating it as an additional burden. The book, therefore, presents project design as a form of professional judgment. The best action research question is not the most ambitious one, but the one that can produce meaningful evidence in a real teaching context. Thirdly, evidence gathering is linked to classroom realities and research credibility. The book gives attention to data collection because action research depends on more than impressions about whether teaching has improved. For student teachers, evidence might come from observations, pupil work, assessment information, questionnaires, interviews, reflective notes, or other classroom records, depending on the project and ethical permissions. The important point is that evidence should match the research question and the nature of the change being explored. If a project concerns participation, the data should capture participation in a usable way. If it concerns understanding, the data should indicate learning rather than only engagement. The book helps readers see that research methods are not abstract labels but practical choices with consequences. A method that is easy to administer may provide shallow evidence, while a richer method may be difficult to manage during placement. This balance is particularly important for trainee teachers who must avoid overcomplicated designs. The book supports a sensible middle position: collect enough evidence to make a credible judgment, but do not design a project so complex that it disrupts teaching or becomes impossible to analyze. Fourthly, ethical decision-making is treated as part of responsible teacher inquiry. Ethics is a significant dimension of the book because action research in schools involves pupils, colleagues, placement settings, and sometimes families. For student teachers, ethical issues can be especially sensitive because they are not fully autonomous professionals in the school. They must work within institutional policies, university requirements, mentor expectations, and safeguarding responsibilities. The book encourages readers to consider consent, confidentiality, anonymity, data handling, and the potential impact of research activity on learners. This matters because classroom research can appear low risk, yet it still involves unequal power relationships and personal information. a pupil may feel obliged to participate, a teacher may unintentionally identify a child through examples of work, or a project may create extra demands during lessons. By foregrounding ethics, the book reinforces that action research is not simply about improving the practice of the researcher. It must also respect the rights and welfare of those involved. This ethical emphasis helps student teachers understand that professional inquiry is inseparable from professional responsibility. Lastly, analysis and writing are presented as tools for clear professional judgment. The later stages of action research can be difficult for student teachers because collecting data often feels more concrete than interpreting it. The book addresses this by guiding readers through analysis and written presentation. Its emphasis is not on advanced statistical or theoretical technique, but on making sense of evidence in a way that answers the research question honestly. This includes looking for patterns, acknowledging limitations, connecting findings to existing educational ideas, and avoiding claims that go beyond the data. The writing guidance is equally important. A research report must explain the context, rationale, methods, findings, and implications clearly enough for others to understand the decisions made. The second edition also includes features such as critical tasks, which are designed to help readers confront common difficulties rather than assume the research process will be neat. This is a realistic approach. Classroom inquiry often produces partial, messy, or mixed results. The book treats those outcomes not as failure, but as material for careful professional reflection and future improvement. In conclusion, this book is most useful for trainee teachers, student teachers on undergraduate or postgraduate preparation routes, early career teachers beginning to explore practitioner research, and teacher educators who need a clear text for supporting small-scale classroom inquiry. Its practical benefit is that it breaks the action research process into decisions a novice teacher can actually make, choosing a focus, planning a feasible project, collecting suitable evidence, working ethically, analyzing findings, and writing the project in a structured way. Its intellectual benefit is that it helps readers understand research as part of professional judgment rather than a separate academic requirement. Compared with broader educational research methods books, Action Research for Student Teachers stands out because it is specifically aligned with the pressures and limitations of initial teacher education. It does not assume extensive methodological knowledge, long timescales, or independent control over a research setting. At the same time, it avoids reducing action research to casual reflection by insisting on evidence, ethics, and clarity of purpose. This combination makes it a focused, accessible, and realistic guide for readers who need to complete meaningful inquiry while still learning how to teach. If you would like to support Colin Forster, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.